9:27, jy kyk saam met my Michelle, jy kyk as jy het ook, dis Dinsdag. Bietjie advies vandag, so bly ingeskakel, moet nêrens gaan nie, lekker onderhoude wat voorlê. En Dr. Anzela Hof, dit is TB Awareness Month. So kom ons hoor wat sê Dr. Anzela Hof oor hierdie onderwerp vanoggend. Good morning, how are you doing?
Good morning Michelle, and good morning all our special listeners. With you, Dr. Anzela Hof, an educational psychologist. Last year, I worked with a teenager who was struggling at school, tired all the time, falling behind, withdrawn. Teachers thought it was motivation, and it turned out to be a TB. And once she got treatment, not only did her health improve, her concentration, mood, and confidence came back. Two, that is why days like today matter, because TB does not just affect the body. It affects learning, families, and futures. Why TB Awareness Day matters in South Africa? South Africa has one of the highest TB rates in the world. Many people still don't realize TB is curable and treatable. Awareness, early testing saves lives and prevents spread. TB is not a disease of the past. It is something that's still very present in our communities. What TB actually is? It is a bacterial infection that mainly affects the lungs. Spreads through the air when someone coughs or sneezes. Not everyone who's exposed gets sick, but early detection is the key. It spreads through the air. So it is not about hygiene or being dirty. It is about exposure. What will be the sign that people often miss? Persistent cough for 2 or more weeks, night sweats, weight loss, fatigue, fever. In schools, it can look like a child who is suddenly tired, struggling to focus or missing school often. As an educational psychologist, this is where I stand we will notice. TB affects concentration, memory, energy levels, emotional well-being. Children may be mislabeled as lazy, unmotivated, problem learners. Sometimes that looks like a learning problem is actually a health problem. If we talk about families and mental health, stigma is still a big issue. People hide symptoms, delay treatment. Children may feel anxious, isolated, embarrassed. TB is a medical condition, not something to be ashamed of. And this is very important to remember and to understand. The good news, TB is curable. Treatment is free at public clinics in South Africa. Early treatment, quick recovery, it will stop the spreading. The earlier you test, the quicker you get your life back on track. What can you do? First of all, don't ignore a cough longer than 2 weeks. Go for testing. It is quick and free. Support, not judge, people with TB. Encourage children to speak up about how they feel. We must remember and understand and realize that healthy children learn better. Schools play a role in noticing changes. Communities can reduce stigma. When we support health, we support learning. And that's how we build stronger communities. TB is curable, but only if we do not ignore it. So, if there is one message to take away today, it is this: listen to your body. Take symptoms seriously. And remember that getting help early can protect not just your health, but your future. My key message is simple. Don't miss the signs. Do not fear the diagnosis, and don't delay getting help. TB is treatable, and early action changes everything. I wish to all of us to stay healthy and happy and enjoy your week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Ons sê baie dankie vir Dr. Anzela Hof, wat net 'n bietjie awareness vir ons gebring het oor TB. En soos hy sê, dit is 'n siekte wat jou liggaam aanval. Jy kan nie help daarvoor nie. So moenie, dis nie iets malaats nie. Moenie daai persoon so behandel. Jy wil nie naby hom kom nie. Hy TB. Ons moet mekaar bystaan, mekaar ondersteun. Almal kan nie altyd help 'n siekte wat hulle liggaam tref nie. So gaan lees 'n bietjie meer op oor die simptome en toets jouself as jy vermoed dat jy dalk TB onderlede het. Gaan advertensie breek en dan Gabriella, give me a little more time. Dis nou 9:34.